It is January 5th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the History of Financial Futures video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. JLN friend, author, and consultant Robert Corey is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Corey is the CEO of Agile Rainmakers and author of How to Intern Successfully. We interviewed Corey back in the fall of 2021 about his writing on how to successfully intern. He has a second book on the subject on the way, I am told. Corey was also a speaker at the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity series back in 2018, speaking about the same subject. Eurex is out with its full year and December 2022 data figures, which show that Eurex total volumes were up 15% for the full year of 2022. OTC clearing volumes at Eurex continued their upward trend, and volumes of Eurex Repo's GC pooling market grew 153% in December year on year. WHO says China is undercounting the number of deaths from COVID, which is shocking to me. WHO is asking for more reliable data, the Wall Street Journal reported. China replied, "Who? What?" The owner of the Chicago Bears, their matriarch, Virginia McCaskey, has turned 100 years old, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. McCaskey is the daughter of George Halas, one of the founders of the NFL, and the founder, coach, and player for the Chicago Bears. The Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX scandal is working its way into the Chicago mayoral election, Axios reports. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is going after challenger Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia's ties to and financial support from Bankman-Fried, the story said. Music entrepreneur David Uma shared on LinkedIn that the Cloudy Music Index is now live on the Bloomberg Terminal. The ticker is MUSQ500. James F. Sullivan Jr. has left the startup stable and joined the team at Ever.ag Financial Services. He is a former CME Group ag specialist who will fit right in at the firm that specializes in all things agriculture. Christine Murphy is starting a new position as University Talent Acquisition Lead at DRW. The inaugural IFRS Sustainability Symposium takes place February 16th to 17th, 2023 at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal, Montreal, Canada. The symposium is a hybrid event that convenes business leaders, investors, and policymakers from around the world with varied perspectives on sustainability disclosure for capital markets. The main focus of discussion will be progress towards the IFRS Sustainability Disclosure Standards, a global baseline to inform investment decisions. You can learn more about the IFRS Foundation Symposium and register to attend with the link in today's newsletter, Sally Duros reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA Expo 2022 coverage. Telarium CEO Emerloff's plans to banish Xcel from the OTC energy markets. Stanislav Emerloff, founder and CEO of Telarium, believes the over-the-counter energy markets are broken, and the cause is the common Xcel spreadsheet that has been the front end for deal-making. John Lothian News talked with Emerloff about how his company, Telarium, fixes that problem. In his message to attendees at the FIA's Innovators Pavilion in November, Emerloff said the off-exchange energy markets are crucial but lag behind where they should be technologically. His company, Tellurium, fixes that and is also a tool to bring fairness, transparency, and price discovery to these markets, he said. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Insider. Just 1% of applicants make it to Lazard's summer internship program. The boutique bank's head of campus recruiting shares 5 tips for aspiring financiers looking to ace the interview. It's that time of year again, mating season for investment banks and college sophomores. As the spring semester begins at universities across the country, so does the annual months-long courtship to determine which star students will land summer internships on Wall Street. It's an arduous process that taps recruits nearly 2 years before the industry's program actually starts in summer 2024. But landing the spot is a key juncture in the career paths of aspiring bankers, since investment banks use these internships as a direct pipeline to fill their full-time analyst ranks. My comment: interning is an exclusive opportunity, which is why making sure you are successful in it is important. Reading Robert Corey's book is an essential part of a successful internship. Firms should make it a practice to send each of their interns a copy of the book before they start. Just saying. Here's a story from Financial News. Chicago CBOE's profits from year of stock market volatility. Exchange has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of pandemic shift towards options trading. The people at CBOE Global Markets options pits in downtown Chicago are not used to seeing new faces. Open outcry transactions have been declining for decades as deals are executed electronically. Many of the roughly 300 people remaining have been there for more than 20 years. My comment: luck is where preparation meets opportunity. CBOE has done excellent preparation in a number of different venues and asset classes. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Hong Kong to lift ban on hamster imports as COVID policies dismantled. City imposed ban on importing small mammals in January 2022. Importation of all mammals other than hamsters resumed in May. Hong Kong will lift a ban on importing hamsters for sale around the middle of this month, a year after the city ordered a culling of the furry mammals and a shut down all pet shops selling them to eliminate the COVID-19 virus. Imported hamsters will still need to test negative for COVID before they are made available for sale because studies found they are likely that they are susceptible to the virus and could easily spread to humans, a spokesman for the city's Agriculture, Fisheries, and Conservation Department said in an emailed statement. My comment: is this good news or bad news for the hamsters? Here's a story from CNN Business. Japan. Tokyo is so crowded, the government is paying families to leave. Japan is offering to pay families to move out of its overcrowded capital in an effort to revitalize countryside towns and boost the falling birth rate. Starting in April, families in the Tokyo metropolitan area, including those headed by single parents, will be eligible to receive 1 million yen, that's $7,700, per child if they move to less populated areas across the country, according to a spokesperson from the central government. My comment: buy a ticket to the U.S. We have lots of room and love immigrants, or we used to. Here's a story from Reuters. U.S. looks at ways to further target Iranian drone production, White House says. The United States is looking at ways to target Iranian drone production through sanctions and export controls and is talking to private companies whose parts have been used in production, the White House said on Wednesday. My comment: stupid is as stupid does. Here's a story from Financial Times. Chinese researchers claim to find way to break encryption using quantum computers. Experts assess whether method outlined in scientific paper could be a sooner than expected turning point in the technology. Computer security experts were struggling this week to assess a startling claim by Chinese researchers that they have found a way to break the most common form of online encryption using the current generation of quantum computers, years before the technology was expected to pose a threat. My comment, there are no secrets anymore. Time to institute the cone of silence. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was, Want to Succeed on Wall Street? Learn Poker, Not Economics, a Bloomberg opinion piece. Second was, This iconic South Florida resort just got a massive transformation with five new hotel concepts and a $65 million pool club, about the new and improved Boca Raton from Travel and Leisure. Third was the Financial Times, Happy Birthday to a Giant Ponzi Scheme, from Bitcoin's accidental co-creator, about the 14th anniversary of the launch of Bitcoin. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, the headline, Global Regulators to Step Up Scrutiny of Risks Outside Banking System, Watchdogs Home In on Clearinghouses, Hedge Funds, and Pension Schemes. Global regulators are set to sharpen their scrutiny of hedge funds, clearinghouses, and pension assets this year after a run of crises has shifted watchdogs' focus towards risks outside the banking system. The disparate group, loosely defined as non-bank financial institutions by regulators, has been thrust into the spotlight after a series of market ructions over the past 2 years. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Celsius Networks wins ownership rights to customer crypto deposits. A bankruptcy judge rules firm can use $4.2 billion in cryptocurrency deposited with high interest accounts as it sees fit. A bankruptcy judge ruled that digital assets deposited in Celsius Networks LLC's interest-bearing accounts belong to the firm, ruling that thousands of customers and deciding, ruling against thousands of customers and deciding a key legal issue in crypto-related insolvencies. Judge Martin Gledd said Wednesday that $4.2 billion in cryptocurrency deposits are the property of Celsius, clearing the way for the company to use its digital assets as it sees fit, while also dealing a blow to the hopes of thousands of customers by declaring them unsecured creditors. And then finally, here's a story from CBS News. Coinbase vulnerable to drug trafficking, money laundering, and fraud, regulators say. Coinbase is vulnerable to money laundering, drug trafficking, and fraud, financial regulators in New York said Wednesday in a settlement that requires the cryptocurrency exchange to strengthen its security. New York's Department of Financial Services found that Coinbase has done a poor job at vetting new customers and examining transactions on the exchange to ensure they comply with state banking, cybersecurity, and other rules. Under the settlement, the company will pay a $50 million penalty and agreed to spend another $50 million over the next 2 years to address the shortcomings identified by the agency. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.